Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Yeah, what's in your storage unit? And why do you pay that second rent? 212-433-WNYC. We just have a few minutes for this before the end of the show, so call us up and you'll get right on. What do you have in storage? Why is it there instead of your home or in the trash? And what do you think it says about you? Are you hanging on to stuff for some future life you're planning to live? Your grandmother's dining room set you'll use if you ever have a dining room? 212-433-WNYC. Or do you keep stuff in there that you know you really don't need and will never use, but you're just not ready to part with yet? Call us up and tell us why you can't seem to part with your old stuff. Does your actual baggage have anything to do with your emotional baggage? 212-433-9692. Do you have a storage unit in some other city, maybe, that you got because you thought your move to New York was temporary, and 10 years later, you're still here, but your stuff is in Omaha? 212-433-WNYC. And what is all this stuff? What's the actual stuff? Old magazines you swear you're going to read someday, old clothes you think might come back into fashion, childhood stuff your parents threatened to throw out, or maybe you just really like those Manhattan mini storage ads, you know, and how they've taken a stand on gay marriage and the presidential race and Columbia University expansion into Manhattanville, whatever. 212-433-WNYC. 433-9692. Zoni in Ridgewood, thanks for calling in. How you doing? What's in your storage unit? Hey, Zoni? What? Zoni, that you?
Oh, yes.
Hi.
Oh, hi. How are you? I'm sorry.
Good. That's all right.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Thank you for calling.
I was laughing because I just got a storage unit a few months ago because I got married last June.
Uh-huh.
And my husband's a minimalist, and I'm kind of like an eclectic saver type person. And after watching a few episodes of Hoarders, I realized, like, I need to get rid of some of this stuff. So every time I go back to my storage unit, I look at an old planter I had for 10 years that I don't need, my high school desk with old magazines from the 80s, and I keep on going through it and reminiscing. But then I really don't need it.
So your husband is having an effect on you more than you on him.
Pretty much so, yeah.
Why do you think you save it, this parallel between the emotional baggage and the physical baggage?
It is, it is emotional in some sense, and it is physical in some sense, where I keep saying, you know what, now we're married, we're going to get a house, so those four chairs I have in there, I'm going to reupholster, and I'm going to do this whole fancy decorating scene, but then it's like, it's still too much stuff, and I've gotten to the point where he's helped me to say to myself, you know what, you really don't need to hold on to all of this stuff, the same way like he tells me, clean out your car, and then I put that stuff in storage.
That's a whole other call-in.
Right.
Zoni, thanks a lot. Good luck.
Thank you so much for having me.
Catherine in Maplewood, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
So what's in your storage unit?
Well, in my storage unit are my dear late grandmother's letters and photos and all the wonderful things that she stored from her mother, who brought many, many of them over from Europe when they immigrated. And we just don't know what else to do with them.
Now, this is so interesting. Our first two calls are, you know, we expected Lower East Side, Brooklyn Heights. People are calling from Ridgewood, New Jersey. You're in Maplewood. Don't you there have basements and attics that you can put this stuff in?
Well, that's a really good point. We've been considering what else to do with them. We feel like things like photos and things of this age, if we put it in the attic, it could get heated, it could get damaged. And if we put it in the basement, it might get flooded. So those aren't really options for
climate
us. And we
control.
Just don't know what else to do with
it. It's like a safe. Catherine, thank you very much. Deepak, on the Lower East Side. You're on WNYC. Hi, Deepak.
Yes. Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
How many square feet do you live in?
Well, we live in, I think, about 1,200 square feet.
Oh, that's pretty big.
A family of four, though. We've got two young babies who like to run around.
Not that big.
So we keep a lot of old stuff or things. My wife and I have a tendency of moving around a lot as well. So
what's there?
Actually, one interesting artifact that we have there is a 200-year-old shaker chair, which it's a remarkably pristine condition. So I keep that. I keep some old chairs when we want to expand, files, old letters, personal letters that were handwritten that I just can't seem to throw away.
So is there an identity crisis in keeping this stuff but not in your place?
It's not an identity crisis. It's really more space. Constraints, right?
Just space.
So, but it's
it's not the core of your being is in your unit somewhere.
No, but it's funny. When you look into it, you realize the things that you've collected say something about you.
Says what?
Part of who that person was. It's a story. It's your personal artifact. It's, I guess, your DNA left.
Deepak's DNA left on the air. Thank you very much for calling in. Kit in Greenpoint, you're on WNYC. Hi, Kit.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I heard a story yesterday, so I had to call in with it, that someone I know puts, his wife is such a hoarder that he puts all of her things secretly into storage, and if a couple of years goes by and she hasn't asked for it, he'll slowly start to get rid of it. So it's just kind of like an exit, an exit for excess items.
Do you ever watch Storage Wars on A&E?
I haven't seen. I've seen a play that was similar to it that I really enjoyed, so that's how I heard about the show, but I haven't seen it.
Thanks a lot, folks. This is where abandoned storage units are auctioned off almost sight unseen, right? The prospectors bid on the units that they might buy themselves, you know, a closet full of junk or a closet full of treasure. They don't really know. So some of you out there may have attended such auctions in real life because apparently they do happen. It's like, do you want door number one, door number two, or door number three? And let's see. Can we do one more? I think we can do one more. Who do we like? How about Jake in Freeport? You're on WNYC. You need storage units in Freeport?
Well, actually, yes. We're sort of different than the other people you've spoken to. My dad and I have a business on Long Island, and we actually run the business from the self-storage unit. It's two good-sized units. I don't know what the rent is. My dad pays the bill. But I'd say I think it's under $500 a month. And so for that money to go and try to either rent a warehouse or for us to own a warehouse and pay, you know, all the taxes in Nassau County and all the upkeep.
Is it legal to run a business out of a storage unit?
Yeah, I mean, we don't. We also do have a little office space further east. You know, that's our office, and we have a P.O. box. But we have basically a wholesale business. It's not a retail.
Right, so you keep it there. And I'm sorry to be short with you, but we're running out of time. I'll sneak in two. One from the comments page. Alter in Brooklyn says, I live illegally in a storage unit and have for about 5 years. And someone on our Facebook page joked, I hope, actually, I'm storing my ex-husband. Is there anything wrong with that? Thanks for your calls. You can keep it going at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show to share what's in your storage unit and what does that say about you.